Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Johnny had just come home with his new ball. Mother was leaving to go visit a neighbor. Johnny, remember, no bouncing that new ball in the house. Johnny heard Mother clearly and nodded. But when Mother was gone, Johnny just couldn't resist bouncing that new red ball. Oh, no. Oh, no. How could it have happened so fast? One bounce down and one bounce up, and suddenly Mom's new kitchen clock hit the floor with a crash. Johnny knelt down to pick up the clock. Not so bad, he thought. I think I can glue the hands back on it. But then he heard Dad coming in the door from work. Oh, no, Johnny groaned. I'm in trouble now. What do you think happened? Johnny's trouble reminds me of our Bible verse today. Numbers 32:23 says, Behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. All sin is against the Lord, because sin is when we break God's commandments. You may get by with hiding your sin from others, but you can never hide sin from the Lord Jesus. He knows all your thoughts, hears all your words, and sees all your actions. Sin has consequences. And God says sooner or later you will have to face the consequences of your sin. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're His child. You will never have to suffer the everlasting punishment for sin, which is hell. But remember, as God's child, sin always causes trouble for you. There are consequences for children of God when they sin, and never are they pleasant. Just as your parents warn you of consequences when you disobey, so God warns His children. When those old enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, tempt you to sin, think fast. What would Jesus do? And say no to sin. When you know you have sinned, remember to honestly confess that sin to God and ask Him to forgive you. He promises in 1 John 1:9, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. Every day we have to deal with sin, because even as God's child, sin always causes trouble for you. If you have never believed on Jesus, God says you must face the terrible consequences of everlasting punishment for sin. That punishment is separation from God forever. Is that what you really want? It is not what God wants. He wants you to be His child so you can enjoy heaven with Him forever. Won't you go right now to How to Be a Child of God? But if you know the Lord Jesus, will you practice saying that verse from Deuteronomy 32:23 over and over till you can say it without looking? Well, let's say it again once more right now. Behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Now, let's sing a song that tells children of God what to do when they sin.
Dear Christian, when there's sin in your life, remember God's word divine. In Proverbs 28:13 and 1 John 1:9. If you will confess that sin, God is faithful and just and true. He'll forgive and wash away your sin and restore His joy in you. So don't cover it, confess it, let the Lord God take it away. Don't follow it, forsake it, pray for God's strength every day. Don't cover it, confess it, let the Lord God take it away.
How was your checkup today?